The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. Oh, I mentioned at the top of the broadcast that Irma has weakened to a tropical storm, but it is still currently battering Florida with powerful winds as it heads north, according to the Washington Post. Irma pushed swelling seas toward the populous Tampa Bay area on Monday as the giant vortex of rain and wind lost some of its punch but still threatened danger while continuing its rampage up Florida's Gulf Coast, bringing storm surges and torrential downpours. Irma weakened on Monday morning from hurricane to a tropical storm as it moved about 100 miles north of Tampa. So like I said, it is moving northwards. State of South Carolina, I believe, is under evacuation. Certain parts of South Carolina, but right above Florida is Georgia. So again, we are getting some rain that is related to that, but it's very light here in North Carolina. I mean, where I am in North Carolina, they were projecting that we will be seeing up to 43 miles per hour winds. But that's if that Hurricane Irma had took a northerly coastal approach and they were like projecting that Fayetteville, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, those areas, even north southern Virginia could get severely impacted. But like I said last week, man, there's no way to tell which way these storms are going to turn. And, you know, like somebody pointed out to me, I forget their name, but they pointed out to me, yeah, it's going to dodge us here in North Carolina. And I'm thankful for that. But also, you know, got to keep those people that did end up in this path in our thoughts, in our prayers. And if we're able to contribute, I know it's a lot of people impacted all over the planet right now, but connected to these hurricanes, the Caribbean has seen tremendous devastation. Again, Florida's being battered right now. Haiti, Bahamas, the occupied islands called the U.S. Virgin Islands, all of that, Bermuda. And we even got listeners in those areas. So, you know, we are thinking about you here in Black Talk Radio, and we hope that you will have a speedy recovery. But Irma, again, has been downgraded to a tropical storm, and tropical storms are still dangerous. So, and then we got Hurricane Jose on the heels of Irma. So lots of stuff that you need to be preparing for. Again, like I've heard them say on Tando Radio Show, let's say you go out and you buy a couple of cases of water because you anticipate electricity being out for a while. And that's the only way you can get water because you don't have a well in the backyard with a bucket that you can let down into the well and then draw it back up and you got some water. No, most people get their water through electrical pumps. So you go out there and you buy a couple of cases of water and let's say that it ends up that you never lose electricity. Well, guess what? You still, that water's still good. It still can be drank. You did not waste your money. And you could pack it away. I don't think water has an expiration date if you keep it sealed up. And you know, nothing can contaminate it. So you're good. Just pack it away. Pack it away and save it for next time. You know, start your preparation kit with some water because it's the most important thing. So still prepare. We are not through hurricane season, and if you're out and, you know that you don't have anything and you're out and you're purchasing some stuff that you need to use right away, just try to buy something that you can put away for your emergency kit, you know, because it's a shame of how many lives get lost because people just don't take simple precautions, and we want to educate you on those precautions. .com, btrcommunity.com. So wanted to share that with you quickly, but let's go ahead to the phone lines. Thank you for waiting so patiently. 803, go ahead with your name and your question or comment. How are you today?
Peace, Brother Scotty Reed. This is Max here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Hey, what's going on, comrade? My comrade in the abolitionist movement. And I know you had, I talked to you last night, and you were telling me about the part of South Carolina that you're in, which is more towards the South. I think you're closer to Georgia than you are to North Carolina, and that y'all have been experiencing some inclement weather. What can you tell us?
Well, we came down here to Greenville from the Columbia area a couple of days ago and gathered our family together inside of my daughter's brick house here in what they call the Midlands to be out of the way of the flooding. As you know, 2 years ago, we lost everything in the last Hurricane Matthew that came through. So we're living in a house provided by FEMA in Columbia right now. And we didn't want to take chances of being lost in that second time. So we left with a couple of days to spare and to make sure that our family was secure. And we're here now.
Oh, Max, you're fading in and out at times. Your audio is real low, so if you could speak a little louder, I don't know if it's the phone you're on or if the call's being affected by the weather.
I suspect it's because of the weather, Scotty Reed. Does this sound a little bit better to you now?
Yes, sir.
All right, so yeah, we came to Greenville, South Carolina with my daughter inside of the brick house that she lives in and gathered our family there for safety purposes because 2 years ago we lost our home to Hurricane Matthew and flooding then. And we are living in a home provided by FEMA right now. So we didn't want to experience that twice, and we left the area. And we understand right now that the rain is really bad in the Columbia area, as it was in the direct path of the Hurricane Irma coming through. It's down to a tropical storm, but they're expecting a lot of flooding. And in that area, flooding can tear up the roads and turn cities into islands, which is what it did in 2015. One of the things I did want to mention when you was talking about hurricane preparedness is it's kind of foolish for someone to get prepared for a natural disaster that you know comes through the area when it gets there. You should always be prepared. We have been through several natural disasters and displaced by them as well as man-made circumstances. And we always keep fresh water in the house in jugs. We always keep a medicine bag separate from everything else for emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like amoxicillin and aspirin and Band-Aids and bandages, all the things you might need in an emergency. We keep candles. We keep flashlights. We keep a radio with batteries. Always available all the time. We have
all the time.
Everybody in our family, all the time. Everybody in my family has a backpack set aside with at least 2 days of clothes and emergency stuff inside the backpack.
They call that a bug out bag.
It just sits there.
Yeah, they call that a bug. They call that a bug out bag.
Right. So you know that should be standard in your house, like milk and eggs. And it doesn't take a lot to put it together, and you can put it together over months if you need to, a little bit at a time.
Yeah,
that's how we do.
That's what I was trying to illustrate, Max. Yeah, so you saying you and your family actually put that in practice when y'all just out doing your normal shopping for the week, whether that's food or something, you're getting something that you can put aside and put it to your emergency preparedness kit.
Yes, absolutely. And two other important things that we always keep is a emergency code word that we'll use. If we say this word to any other family member, it's an emergency. You don't ask questions, you just do. So, you know, we have that in play. And we also have a meeting location should we get separated for whatever reasons where we would head to meet together. And those are things that don't cost no money to have. It don't take no work to figure out. You just, you know, come up with the word and decide where to meet. So those things you should always have in place, especially if you're in a place like Florida or South Carolina or in the Tornado Alley or in the, you know, Louisiana area. Those things should be standard all the time.
Right. So now the CURE conference, because that's the occasion I had to speak to you. Me and you will both be presenters at the CURE conference am I saying it correctly? This is my first time going, so excuse me. I'm still waiting on further details. But isn't that in one of the impacted areas?
It's in the town where I'm in right now, Greenville. Greenville just got the news that they may lose power, but they're not getting a lot of damage right now. They're just getting some light rain and heavy winds at the moment.
Okay.
So I don't think that this is a danger zone, so to speak. That's why we're here.
Okay.
And it's called Chronic. It's the Carolinas Human Rights and Organizing Conference annual. And this is their 2017 presentation of that. And they'll be covering a lot of topics that we, in regard to the system as we know it and how we can change things for the better. And I believe that you and I are coming down to co-host on the topic of building with the importance of independent media, particularly black-owned independent media. And I'll also be speaking in, after you on that in regards to how we use those media platforms in order to advance causes like abolition.
Word. I'm looking forward to that. So let's hope that things don't change and it happens on schedule. All right, Max, did you have anything else you wanted to share as we get ready to return to our music mix and then come back with a couple of other stories?
No, I think that's it, Scotty. God bless everybody that's in the path of this storm and has survived it. And hopefully everybody weathers it as best as possible. I'll talk to you on Wednesday at New Abolitionist Radio.
All peace, right, brother. Max, peace to you and shout out to the family as well. All right, you're listening to BTR News. Live on this Monday afternoon, it is September the 11th, 2017, and we just got through talking to Max Parthas, who is one of the co-hosts and producers of the award-winning broadcast and podcast New Abolitionist Radio, heard every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Black Talk Radio Network, your source for new black media for the new millennium. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization, Black Talk Media Project, in support of its efforts to elevate independent black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots black media.